Hello and welcome to Fululizo Channel, your partner in business knowledge and personal growth. Join me in my journey to Taratibu Village as we continue learning more about the improved cookstoves business.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I welcome you all to my home. The program is just about to start, so I will tune in immediately. Today, Ms. Mapato and Mr. Makini are being hosted on Fululizo Channel FM Radio to speak about marketing skills with special focus on customer care skills. We expect today's show to be to equip us with practical skills on getting customer attention and closing a deal. Let us listen in.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Welcome all to Taratibu Channel FM, where we give you business ideas. I'm your host, Omutangazaji. Today, we are privileged to have our business and finance experts, Ms. Mapato and Mr. Makini, and they're going to talk to us about marketing and customer care skills. Welcome.
Thank you. Omutangazaji.
Now, we hear marketing is an important skill for every business person. What exactly is marketing, Mr. Makini?
Thank you, Omutangazaji. Marketing is a series of activities which involve planning and deciding on the best products or services to be sold, ways of pricing, best methods of distributing and promoting your products or services.
Ah, we have been following your recent trips to Taratibu Village to advise women groups that are going into the improved cookstoves business. In relation to such a business, Ms. Mapato, what should marketing involve?
It is good that you have mentioned Taratibu Village. I actually asked the women groups to listen to the show. Now, to respond to your question, marketing for an improved cookstove business would involve the analysis target of the customers, determine their needs, developing products which satisfy those needs, deciding the price, and planning the best methods of informing, attracting, and selling to the customers.
Well, then in that case, Ms. Mapato, what would you describe as good marketing?
Well, there are so many things involved, of course, depending on whether your business is new or an existing one. But in a nutshell, good marketing is one that ensures the targeted customers have information that your product exists. Customers should know your product by name and features. You should ensure your products are accessible and always available to customers in their localities. Good marketing should also ensure customers feel that their needs are met.
I think that's really well explained, Ms. Mapato. Now, Mr. Makini, I have heard about the 5 P's of marketing. Could you talk briefly about them?
Thank you. It's very easy. All one is supposed to remember are the 5 P's in marketing. Now, the first P, you know, is for product. The product must be unique compared to your competitors. And the next P is for price. Your price should give you a competitive edge without making losses. And the other P is for promotion. You should promote your product in the market until it is known by many far and wide. The other P is for place. This is about where your products are best. It should be very strategic. And lastly, P for people. You should recruit the right people and train your staff to understand marketing skills.
Product, price, promotion, place, and people. Really, really well explained, Mr. Makini. Now, as we wind up the show, what advice can you give the listeners, Mr. Makini?
Oh, yes. What I can say is that I encourage business people to embrace digital marketing. You know, this is very crucial during this era of social media. This is advertising and getting customers for your product through social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter. It's cheap and allows you to engage several platforms at once. Now, with a mobile phone, one is able to achieve all that.
Ah, thank you. What work with digital? Ms. Mapato, your closing comments?
Having the great product is good, but not enough. Successful entrepreneurs need strong communication and networking skills. I would encourage business people and those who want to get into business to embrace networking. In order to network effectively, one must have a goal, attend business networking forums, use social medias, and basically value relationships. Actually, there are several business networking groups in Kenya, online as well as industry-specific groups like Kenya Association of Women Groups, you know.
Ah, great. I think my friends in Taratibu Village like Mama Michael are listening and will soon join the Kenya Association of Women Groups. Well, we have come to the end of the show. It has been great hosting you, my dear listeners. Have yourselves a good time.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music. Best music.
Thank you for listening. I hope you have learnt more on the Improved Cookstoves business. Remember, this episode was brought to you by Fululizo Channel and sponsored by Practical Action, an international NGO implementing development projects in Kenya. Click on the Fululizo Channel icon to listen to the next episode.